Shush! Shush! I've got you. Don't move. It hurts, doesn't it? No, it is not your blood on my lips. You were bleeding, but I've wrapped up your leg with some cloth. Just let it rest, okay? That wolf dug its teeth real deep into you, but everything's okay. I did the same right back to it. Hence the blood that's dripping onto your face. There, it's all gone. You look horrified. A girl's gotta eat, doesn't she? And so do you, little human. Here, have some of this. You must be thirsty. Oh, don't look at me with that face. It's not poison. If I wanted to kill you, I would have done that when you were unconscious. I ate that wolf's meat entirely raw, and I could have done the same to you. In fact, I actually staked my claim on you so that the other scavengers of the forest would not come sniffing at your unmoving figure. Come on. Come on. You must be parched, and this will help soothe your pain. I stole it from the house of a human in the village, which I believe was where you were headed. And well, that human did not have much valuable goods, unlike you, but they did have a lot of spirits, and not the kind that resides within this forest, but liquor. You must not be a sailor then if you cannot tell from the smell alone. Sailors love this stuff. Here, have a sip. Good. There you go. See? You're not dead yet. Or maybe it's just waiting to kick in. I believe it's called rum. And here, I have some cheese and meats. Take a nibble. There's many fish I can catch for you in the river here, but I'm guessing you can't eat it raw like me. Here, let me clean your face. Don't look so surprised. I can be a very mischievous creature, but I can be nice with a price. Look closely. What are you supposed to be looking at? Look at what adorns my slim neck. Look at that irritation that wrinkles your grimy, withered visage. What am I? Oh, can you not tell? That's a surprise. Well, you're not wrong. I'm definitely not a human. But I do bear more resemblance to your kind. You see, bears, wolves, wild hogs, birds, squirrels, all those creatures known to the human world are not all that resides in this forest. No, there are many more of us. Those who belong so in the magical realm. But I presume it's difficult to tell from my appearance. with magic, anyone will conjure more of this precious gold jewelry, obtain the rare and fickle gift of beauty. But alas, even witches cannot escape their fate. Well, are you not able to tell what I am from my green skin, very reminiscent of the evergreen leaves bathed in the sunlight, but not quite like the exquisite emerald that shines on one's finger? Small in stature, not so different from the pests that make their way into your home, deep into the night, waiting to strike for those things that are valuable and much prettier than I. They haven't warned you of me. Ah, so there aren't goblin girls from where you come from. You must come from a very far place, let me guess. From the way you're dressed and the goods that you carry, are you a merchant? So I was right. Your wound will take a lot of time to heal. You won't be able to go anywhere far for a while. But luckily for you, you have me. Well, all the gold that I've stolen from you is sufficient payment. But even more than that, I desire the pleasure of your company and your flesh. Ah, do not fret. I do not plan to devour you. Although you do look very delicious. I know that you humans have your needs, and we do too. We have hunger for not only the things that fill our bellies, but for what fills our needy, tight pussies. But I know you will do a wonderful job making my stomach and throat full with what you can give me. And I'm not sorry to say that while you are passed out, I indulged myself and had a peek of what you hide underneath those clothes, which I really should strip you of. It's clinging to your sweaty skin, but I'm not complaining. I'm enjoying the view. The rise and fall of your chest. The way your breath hitches when I drag my nail from your nether lip to your sternum. Why? Do you need me to prove it to you? Here. Let me pull your hand, guiding it underneath the rags on my hips. You feel it, don't you? That sopping wet pussy. That slick that was made to coat your fat cock. Goblin girls get horny too. Really, really fucking horny. And it's absolute torture, like a fire that burns within your loins with nothing to relinquish it. But your warmth, the touch of your soft, fragile human skin, it fuels me, gets my blood fucking pumping, aching to just be filled up and used. Want your cock to slam deep inside me over and over again. Do you believe me now that I fucking need your cock? Look at that. I can see what my words are doing to you. You're so hot, and it feels so hot underneath my palm. Do you like it when I rub you like that? Ha! Why are you trying to move away? You can't, can you? You can't even move your fingers now. You can't do anything while grinding my palm against your cock. You can do nothing when I tug your pants down. Fuck! I love the way your hot cock slaps against your stomach. God, I love the way the tip looks. So flushed. You're leaking all over your stomach. Let me lean down to lap it up with my tongue. So delicious. You can't resist me, can ya? I see the way your cock twitches and throbs. It's begging for more of my touch. Let me give it what it wants. Firstly, let me make it nice and wet. Your cock feels so hot and heavy in my hand. Do you like it? The way I'm stroking you. It's been a while, huh? Must be difficult. Traveling so far and having no one to keep your cock warm for you. Whether it's a soft hand, a hot mouth, or a tight pussy, it's been difficult for me too. My appearance doesn't make it exactly easy for me to seduce someone. Every day I rub my cunt until it's fucking raw. All I want is someone to give me a hard and fast pounding. Use me like a filthy whore. Like those human girls. I saved your life. So really, you owe me this much. Yeah, you like the way I squeeze your cock. Just imagine how it'd be when it's my hot little pussy instead. You're so much bigger than me. It's gonna be such a tight fit, but I don't care. I'm gonna stuff your cock inside my cunt if I have to. Just lay back here. I really like you. I've been watching you for a while, you know. I watched you walk through the forest. That's why I was so quick to save you when that wolf attacked. And I bet many other creatures within this forest are secretly enjoying the show, too. And this won't be the last time. You can't go anywhere. You're injured and helpless, and it doesn't even help that what I gave you wasn't simply rum. But it's okay, because I'm gonna make you come. I'm going to drain those bowls of yours. You're going to give me every last drop, and tomorrow we'll do it all over again. And the day after that. You're all my human pet now. I'm gonna keep you forever. Keep on grunting. It makes me even wetter. There's a puddle underneath me now. Yeah. That's it. Let me kiss you. Oh, fuck, yes, come for me. Good boy, yes, yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, there's so much fucking cum. Feels so hot on my hand. I love it. I hope you have even more for me. I need to taste this. taste so fucking good. I want to taste more of you. You don't mind if I take your cock into my mouth, right? I don't care if you're soft. You'll get hard again in no time. You need to get used to it anyway. Because I'm going to use you whenever I want, and you can do nothing about it. I can suck your cock forever. Play your balls, yeah, you like that. Fondling and squeezing them in my palm like that. Yeah, I'm gonna take your cock. Yeah, I'm gonna take care of you. You're going to be my little human pet. I'm gonna take care of all your needs. I've always wanted to be a mommy. It's so lonely being a golden girl sometimes. You're gonna make me a mommy. Yes, human, you're going to make me a mommy. I'm gonna be your mommy. Give mommy straight your cum. Make mommy choke on it. Anymore. Mommy needs to sit on your cock. What? Mommy needs to come too. Mommy wants to come on your cock. Mommy wants you to fill her womb with your hot load. Huh? Stop struggling. You can't move anyway. Just enjoy it. Let me help you get hard again. You like my thick thighs? The way your gold shines on my skin? You like me grinding against your cock like this? Yeah, I'm so wet. You're gonna slide right into me. Let me tweak your nipples. Heh, look at you squirming beneath me. Fill mommy up already. Fuck. Finally, yes. Oh! Yes, good boy. Now you can fuck mommy's pussy! Fuck! Fuck! Yes! Fuck! Your cock is fucking perfect! Ow! Fuck, mommy loves your cock! Fuck! Fuck me! Ow! Ow! Yes! Ow! Ow! I can feel you so deep inside my... hitting my cervix. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes. You were made for mommy. This cock was made to stuff mommy's hole. Oh, yes, you feel so hot and thick inside me. This warmth I've been craving for thousands of years. We're gonna be together forever. I'm not going to be lonely anymore. Come inside mommy's pussy, I don't care. Come. You're going to breed mommy so we can have our own little family. Stop saying no to mommy. Your cock is gonna give mommy what she needs. Don't say no. Try say no now. Yeah, you feel that? My hands around your throat. You can't breathe, can you? I'm gonna choke you if you don't come for mommy. When I count down from five, I won't let go. I want to strangle you right here. You don't want that, do you? Yeah. You're a good boy. Five. I'm gonna fucking speed up. Four. Yeah. It's too much, isn't it? Three. My ass slamming down on you like that. Mom, what he feels so fucking raw and swollen. Two. Give it to mommy. You good boy, and give all your fucking cum to mommy. Let mommy drain you. One. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Good boy, good boy, good boy! Oh. You passed out. That's alright. Luckily for you, I'm a nice goblin. I'll let you recover and fill those bowls up with healthy cum before I drain you again. Now let me enjoy some of this rum.